I just let the Liberty County School Board regular meeting Tuesday, October the 11th, 2022, come to order. We go with prayer and a pledge. Prayer by Mr. Petty, pledge by Mr. Flower.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to be here tonight. We pray, God, that you'd help us as we take care of school business, Father. We pray, Lord, that you give us great wisdom and discernment to make good decisions, Father. We thank you, Lord, for our leadership here at the district office and at our schools. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to teach these wonderful kids. We pray for all of our families, God. We pray for your hand of protection upon our schools, Father. Lord, help us in this endeavor as we work together, Lord, with the community, Lord. So bless our time together. Help us, Lord, to conduct ourselves, Lord, in a way that is pleasing to you today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, moving right on to item number two, recognitions. Mr. Petty?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Anytime we get to do recognitions, this is always fun. And different times of the year, we have different kind of recognitions. And this is always a joy when you brag on kids and brag on parents. I know you are proud of your kids and why they're here tonight. I know you know why they're here tonight. But there's been some incredible accomplishments that they have done, and so we want to recognize them. We've got Joshua Crump, who had come on up all, while y'all stand. I don't think everybody's here. Ellie Petty, she's not here. I think she played volleyball tonight. Jaden O'Neill, Jaden, come on up. Stephen Morales, come on, Steve, and Haven Davis. And I'm going to ask their principals if they would come up at this time as well. I'm going to put them on the spot a little bit. And so what we're going to do is I just want them, if y'all just say a quick word about each one. And I'm going to let you give them an award as the principal, okay? What did they do? They got a perfect score on the end of your test in different areas. So let's give them a hand. All right, and I'm grabbing one of them here. Okay. All right. And Miss Mandy's going to take some pictures. So Josh Crump. Perfect score. You know what that means? You didn't get any wrong. And they want that, and they tell you if you get them wrong. FSAA biology, one end of course assessment, perfect score. We are proud for you. Mr. Willis?
Yes.
You want to say a quick word?
I can't
you,
say.
You yes. Got a letter from the governor, so I'm going to let him say a quick word and then come get a picture with you. Yes.
So Josh is a model student at LCHS. One that you don't have to worry about. He's going to do what he's supposed to do, and he works hard in all that he does. And we're grateful to have him. And not everybody has achieved this, right? 342 kids, you're the only one to achieve this. So that's pretty remarkable for the hard work he put into this. I know that I'm proud of him. Our teachers and staff are all proud of him. And we're very fortunate to have him as a student at LCHS.
If you'll just stay on them, then we'll just kind of go through them here, and then we'll get a picture together. All right, Haven Davis, grade 7, perfect score, Haven. Grade 7, English Language Arts Assessment.
You didn't miss any.
How about that? Let's give her a hand. Letter from the governor and a certificate.
If you guys don't know Haven, she is one with a, she's a bundle of energy. Time you see her on campus, she has that smile. Always asking questions, even though you don't know what the answer is going to be half the time. She's a three-sport star, so along with doing what she does in the classroom, you know, she's out there on the fields and doing what she does there and then taking time to do what she does. So she is what we're about here in Lee County, and
Jaden O'Neill, grade 7 mathematics assessment, perfect score, didn't miss any. Let's give him a hand.
I've had the pleasure of knowing Jaden since he was probably 1, 2, 3, he was little. So I've seen him inside and outside the classroom. The one thing I can say about Jaden is he's one of the most conscientious students I've ever been around. He wants to get it right every single time. And he's had, you know, Grandma has raised him. And he experienced a lot last year with her going through surgeries and stuff. But I'm so proud that he was able to overcome and prevail and keep his nose in the books and do everything that makes me so proud of him. And I'm proud to know you, Jane. You are a remarkable young man. Congratulations.
All right. Last but surely not least, Stephen. Perfect score. Grade 4 English Language Arts Assessment. That's an incredible feat. And you were the only one in the whole school district that did it. Let's give him a hand.
I see Stephen just about every day, and every time I see him, he has a smile on his face, but he's always talking to me. We always have a conversation, but he's like that all around our campus. When I go into the classrooms every day, I see him, he's in there, and he's grinding. He's asking questions, he's focused on what the teacher is telling him to do. So I'm very proud of where he is and what the accomplishment is. You know, someone mentioned the number of students at the school. You know, these are two of our top two out of 502 students. So that's a huge accomplishment.
Alright, so we're going to ask y'all if y'all come in front of the board. The board will get behind them kind of close by. Principal, y'all come sit, stand with them as well.
Do you need to get behind?
I can squeeze in here.
I'm going to let her talk about you. Mr. Crump, we miss you at Hosford School, and the kids miss you, and so I'm going to let Miss Stephanie give this to you. This was what we would have given you if you would have been here that night, but you were under the weather, couldn't come. We saved it for an occasion such as this.
Mr. Crump is an absolute treasure. I'll probably cry. I miss him so much. There, he is one of a kind. If you ask any student who's ever had him, they adore him. He has many names, the Crumpinator, the Crumpster. What was some of the others? If I know we were doing this, I would have worn my t-shirt. I had all his names. But he made learning absolutely fun for his students. There's not one student in there who did not enjoy his class. He did a lot of hands-on things. He worked hard to help students achieve. And I'm so proud of you and the many years that Miss Marina made you stay in Hosford School. I didn't think she'd ever let him retire, but she finally let him come home and play his chess, and so thank you for all the hard years you put in. It was well worth it for us, for sure.
It's a joy and a pleasure. Love the kids of Liberty County, especially the kids in Hosford. It was never work. It was always a joy.
They had a big day for him over at Hosford School. Had him on the throne and everything. Okay, so our last recognition, I want everybody, this is really good. This is second under the kid. Give the best. This is second best. Liberty County Schools began an accreditation process well over 10, 11, 12 years ago. I want to thank Ms. Gay Lewis, who really spearheaded that. Accreditation is an opportunity for us to show a third party that we have some credibility in our academics, really every facet of our school, academics, athletics, finance, all the areas that affect the school system. And so the initial accreditation process was quite intense. They sent a team out to the school district. I was on the school board serving with many of y'all, and we went through that process. They asked a gazillion questions. You tell them what you think you do well, and then they come and look for evidence that you're doing what you're saying you're doing, the same as now. So this accreditation lasts about 5 years, and then you have to go through the accreditation process again, or a reaccreditation process. We did that. We were supposed to do it, I believe, the year of 2020, if COVID kicked in, and so nobody was going to schools to do the audits, and so that got delayed until this year. And so we completed our audit in May. They was able to do this remotely, but we had a lot of online stuff. In some ways it was easier, some ways it was harder. But I want to say from the bottom of my heart, I am so stinking proud of the Liberty County school system, how well they did on that audit. They did a wonderful job. The things that we said we did well, they saw it. The things we said we struggled with, they saw it. They know we're human and we're going to get better. We've not arrived. I think if we ever get to the point where we say we've arrived, we're full of ourselves. We want to constantly be in a state of getting better, working harder, and grinding. As Coach said, that's what we want to do. So we went through that process, and they have reaccredited us. So we have certificates for our school. So I'm going to start with Liberty Early Learning Center. Ms. Chesney, come on up. Y'all give her a hand. So let me tell you a little bit about Liberty Early Learning Center. We have in the top 10, when I go to these superintendent conferences, they talk about kindergarten readiness. And our school district, Liberty County, is always in the top 10 of kindergarten readiness. And so I have other superintendents come to me and say, what are y'all doing? And I just say one word, Chesney. She does it. She gets the job done. These kids are ready. And then the schools, the K-8 schools, where they are already at, when they get kindergarten, those kindergarten teachers are the beneficiaries of that kindergarten readiness. So they take some kids don't have a hold of a pencil yet. They get them all from all kind of ranges. Some of them have special needs already. Some of them have some verbal issues where they can't speak and communicate the way they need to. And we just go ahead and start intervening early to make sure that they get the best chance they can to get a good education. Those formative years are very important. We want to do our best in that. And so, Ms. Chesney, this is from Cogman. This is a certificate of accreditation for Liberty Early Learning Center. You have met the criteria for educational quality established by the Cogman Global Commission. And congratulations. It was hard work. Congrats, Ms. Chesney. So they come in, they do the district as a whole, and they do each individual school. So there may be a school that's got a problem, and everybody passed. Everybody got reaccredited. Toler, K-8, there you are, Toler. This is Mr. Wheatley's second year back at Toler School. He's doing a wonderful job there. I've known Mr. Wheatley a long time, played basketball against him in middle school, and he beat our eyeballs out. And he has done nothing but work hard
and lead, and I'm very proud of the leader he is. I'm very proud of the coach he is. He's coached my children, some of y'all's kids in here. He does a wonderful job. He leads from the front, and I appreciate Rob Wheatley and the job he's doing. Him and Miss Jessie and I, Kate, told her, okay, let's give him a hand. Thank you, sir. All right, Hosford School. Miss Stephanie's talking a lot up here, so she's not going to have to talk on this one. Hosford's a wonderful place. I'm a graduate of Hosford School. Mr. Crump, I think, taught all three of my kids when they came through Hosford School. Bless your heart. There's an extra crown in your in heaven. But we appreciate Miss Stephanie. She's in her second year of being at Hosford School. Was a 21-year veteran teacher there. Knows Hosford School backwards and forwards and ever side to side. She knows and is doing a wonderful job. Recently just finished her educational leadership degree. Y'all give her a hand for that. A little over a year for that, and I'm very proud of her accomplishment. She does a wonderful job. We're tickled to have Ms. Stephanie Davis lead our Oscar School. Congratulations. Liberty County High School. How many of y'all went to Liberty County High School? Okay, keep your hands up. How many of y'all are married to somebody went to Liberty County High School? Keep your hands up, okay? How many of y'all know somebody went to Liberty County High School? Okay. How many of y'all wish you went to Liberty County High School? Okay. All right. I always do that. Scott Chipola used to do that. But Liberty County High School, great school. We have two K-8s, but we all funnel into Liberty County High School. We all become Bulldogs together. Panthers become Bulldogs, and the Bulldogs become bigger Bulldogs. Out of Tolar. Liberty County High School, a well-greased machine. A school this year. If they wouldn't have been an A school, we probably would have been an A district. We were right there at the bubble. And they did the work. They got the work put in, and another A school year for them. Eric Willis does a wonderful job, him and Mr. Davis leading. Excited about their leadership there, the camaraderie that they bring to Liberty County High School. If you go on campus, you see a lot of people being able to get along and work together, and that comes from good leadership. So I appreciate Mr. Willis. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And so overall, the district gets awarded accreditation. So I'm excited for this. I'm going to ask if our board chair will come and get this on behalf of the school board. Would y'all like to all get the picture? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that. So, why don't y'all, let's get in the front. We'll get in the front. Y'all want us in the front, or how y'all want to do it? We got room. Let's do it.
Except gentlemen, I feel bad.
We'll get on the end of it. All right, I'm going to shake your hand and give you that. Awesome. Rosita, thank you. Go give the board a hand.
Mandy.
Take about a 3 or 4 minute recess. Oh. If you'd like to leave, you can leave, but we'd like to stay. You stay with us if you want to. But if you need to go, we understand.